Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to kick this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor, and also big shout out for allowing us to use your office as the backdrop for the Mac City Morning Show today. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Matthew, product advisor here at Norrell. Been here for a little under 4 months. We did an interview before, so yeah. This is our second time meeting.
There you go.
Really excited.
Cool. That, yeah, man. So last time, it was a quick one in regards to I was trying to buy a vehicle. I think we've aired what vehicle I purchased. Tanner doesn't know because we don't really actually watch the show, but I'm 90% sure we did. I ended up going with the Toyota 4Runner, silver. It was awesome. I don't know what car. You showed me the
Corolla.
Yeah. That's right.
So it was a LE.
Yeah.
White.
That's right. Sorry, your car it didn't win. But we put you in front of that car, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't get to know anything about you because we were just talking about the car last time. So are you from Fort McMurray? Where are you from? What's your background?
I'm actually from Jamaica. I've only been in Canada for a year.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, my mom, I did a program for mobile app development in Toronto.
Yeah.
Started last September, came here in December because all the classes were online. My mom lives here, so.
Okay.
Came over, stepped in on a plane.
Great.
Bright sunny weather, Toronto, came here in December.
It's
all snowy outside.
Oh, that's rough.
It was quite the shock.
No doubt. People at home can see it on my face, like, Jesus, that's not nice.
No, it was something else.
So what part of Jamaica are you from?
I was born in on the west side, St. Elizabeth. I grew up in Kingston.
Okay. Your accent is very minimal.
Yeah, I had a lot of experience. During my bachelor's, I spent my summers working in the U.S.
Okay.
So I kind of grasped the accent.
That's right. Yeah. It's one of those things. My parents are from Guyana, South America.
Yeah.
And when they hang around Guyanese, they get raw. And they're like right back into it. But the average person
can change
will hear there's an accent, for sure.
Yeah.
But I find when they get around other Guyanese, they just
lose it.
Oh, it's bad. To the point where, because I didn't grow up there, sometimes I sit at family functions and I just look and I'm like, I can kind of understand what you're talking about, but there's a few words here that just over my head. Yeah. Oh, that's really cool, man. So, but yeah, that must have been not only a culture shock, but a temperature shock coming here in the winter.
It was, I came here in a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
In the snow.
That's right.
I think that day was a minus 30 or something.
Yeah.
I stepped out of this crunching on my feet. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
This all snow, what's all snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something I'm.
Yeah. Well, you'll remember it for the rest of your life, that's for sure. But how are you finding the summers? The summers are nice.
They're very nice.
Yeah.
We get temperatures compared to back home some of the times. So it's nothing to complain about. I'm actually kind of worried since it's getting towards the winter.
I know. Yeah.
Notice I'm the only guy in
that's
here.
That's right. I noticed. I was like, man, you must be. I was going to mention. I was like, man, aren't you hot? But now I understand. No, it is getting cold. Last night I was playing basketball with my little kid. And he was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. And I was like, hey, I got a timeout for a second. And I had to go in and put on a toque. And he's like, why are you wearing a toque? It's like, some cold. Like, it's, I don't like, when you're a kid, you don't feel it, but as you get older, you start feeling it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta ask, during the winter, this is gonna be your second winter here.
Yep.
Have you picked up any winter activities?
I have not. I've never skated, never sled, never anything in the snow besides walk.
Okay. Yeah, Tanner says you're not missing much. Well, keep going.
I hibernated like a bear for the last winter, so I have nothing.
Okay. Well, here's my thing about winter in Fort McMurray. It's long, obviously. Like, it is most of like our
year.
So you got to find something that you're going to do in the winter. Like, and it doesn't have to be necessarily a winter activity, but like, it could be like, maybe you get into movies, maybe you get into like a video game, like something to keep you occupied. Now, if you can embrace the winter and go outside, though, even better yet, because it's something to be excited about. My things in the winter are, one, I like to snowboard. So snowboarding is one.
Yeah.
A second one is snowshoeing. I like to snowshoe. And the reason why I mentioned snowshoeing, why it's a good hobby, is most of the time you do it in the woods. So when you're in the woods, it kind of protects you. It's like warmer in the woods than it is outside of the woods, but the sun's still hitting you. So like, and it's a daytime activity. Nighttime outdoor activities in the winter, some people are into them. Me personally, I ain't doing them. But
yeah,
those are some
really
like
colder.
Some hints. Skating, it hurts when you fall. I'm just gonna say that ice is not forgiving. So I can't endorse skating as your first winter hobby. You might just get on a plane and go right back to Jamaica. So I visited Jamaica. I've never been. What was it like growing up there? Like, what are the hobbies? What are the pastimes? What's it like over there?
Jamaica is a pretty fun place to grow up. Like, throughout the island, there are a lot of, like, say, you know, like in the neighborhoods here, there's not a lot of fruit trees.
Different.
Like, there are like an average two trees, fruit trees per house.
That's right.
And you could always go to your neighbor and be like, hey, can I have that?
Yeah.
So it was, for sports, it's generally football and cricket.
Right.
Soccer for the few who have it that way. It's pretty, like, even as a kid, I played soccer like every day.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah. That's a sport.
Every day.
Yeah. Have you joined a soccer league here?
I have not.
Oh, see, there's something else you could do in the winter.
In the winter?
Yeah, indoor soccer.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Indoor soccer. Like, my kid loves indoor soccer. So it's a little bit different in regards to, like, they have soccer pitches here. So it's still a pitch. It's AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Now, the biggest difference with indoor soccer is usually they play it in, like, a... it's like in the indoor hockey area. So sometimes it's not a pitch. Sometimes it's just like the rubbery ground. It's like a gym floor. And you can use like the boards to like bounce off and get around people. It's not always necessarily like a controlled pitch that's in, that's out. Sometimes it is, depending on your league. Sometimes some of the...
I've played in situations in places like that.
Yeah. So yeah, there's big time, there's soccer leagues here that you can join as an adult for sure. So there you go. For everybody watching at home too, if you want to play soccer, Fort McMurray has that offered for you. So we're indoor soccer during the winter, and obviously outdoor soccer. There's a number of outdoor soccer leagues.
Yeah, I heard about one in Timberley.
Yeah. And then, you'd have to look into this. Because COVID kind of like... paused a bunch of stuff. I know 100% there's still a soccer league here. Now, there used to be a cricket league here as well. There used to be a group of predominantly East Indians that would be playing cricket every Saturday or Sunday up in Timberley. Are they still here? Have you looked into it?
Yeah, I have a friend from school.
Okay.
He plays on the Kiana cricket team.
Okay, there
and,
you go.
He invited me to cricket games on weekends.
There you go.
But
so,
on weekends,
you're here. That's right. So the other, like, it's funny that you said cricket. My parents, and I still have the T-shirt. It's like a family heirloom now. My parents moved here in like 1977, and there was a winter cricket league. Like a bunch of like crazy Emory parents got together and said, "We're gonna play cricket," and they got like a little strip of AstroTurf. They set up their wickets and everything, and they'd go on the river in the middle of the winter and play cricket. And like crazy. Minus 30 and 40. Crazy. And I still have the t-shirt. It's like 1978 Fort McMurray Cricket Association. So
I would not.
Yeah, crazy. But hey, you got to do it. My mom has the same kind of story as you in regards to she came to Fort McMurray in December. But initially they moved to Toronto. My mom, they moved here years ago. Yeah. So my mom literally had never seen snow in her life.
It was the same for me.
Like, and when she saw it, she didn't know what the hell was going on. She's like, I'd seen pictures of snow, but she hadn't even seen real television shows with snow before. So when it was snowing, she was just like, what the hell is this? The sky is falling. She said she was terrified. She literally didn't know what was happening. So anyways, that's funny. Tanner, how long are we? And I don't think you have questions ready. So that's okay.
We're at 9:51.
Only 9:51? Good. We got lots of time. Okay. So when it comes to soccer or football, as you have put it, because that is the world call it football more than they call it soccer, what team are you going for?
I've always been a Barcelona fan, but like recently I'm...
Okay.
It's not what it used to be.
No. No.
Yeah. After
the... So are you waving towards now?
Like right now, I haven't been watching. I just play the sport, play
That's
the
right.
game.
Right, right, right.
I play a lot of FIFA.
Yeah, yeah. Playing the video game FIFA.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it's hard to find people that love the sport here in Fort Mac.
That's right. Well, back in the day, myself and Tanner, like we meet so many people that come on the show, so we get to talk about old things that used to take place. There used to be a group of old English guys and Welsh guys here in town, and what they would do is they'd pay for the soccer package, right?
Yep.
And then they would go to a local bar here in town, Black Horse. And then and those games are like at an ungodly hour, but like if you're a diehard, hey, you go to those games, but like those guys have retired and moved out of town. I'd love to bring something like that back. Even like I was talking to my brother-in-law, I'm not totally into F1 racing, but he watches F1.
Yeah.
And because of like the series on Netflix, I've been starting to get into it.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, you should just like go to that same bar or go to any bar and be like, hey, I want to pay for the Netflix or the package, and like I'll come and watch, because there's only like 12 races or something a year. You could just like get into it, but. Unless you're willing to pay for like DAZ, DAZ or whatever the package is on your own, like it's hard to get access. Football or soccer to actually view it.
Yeah. I realized everything here is all hockey.
Yeah, hockey. And football right now. Football season just kicked off.
Yeah.
Hockey and football. Like football, I'm talking American.
Yeah.
I'm talking American. There's one part, like not one part, but there's if you ever go to the east coast of Canada, Newfoundland, PEI, Nova Scotia, you can watch a lot more soccer there. I find when I go travel to that part of our country, I think it's because of the time zone, because they're closer to the actual time zone of Europe over there. So soccer is a big thing, big draw over there. So, but yeah, Fort McMurray, you're not getting any soccer matches, bro. None. You got to pay for the, what's it called? You got to pay for it, is what it's called. I wish I could remember what the name of the broadcaster that pays for it. I think it's like DAZ or something like that. My thing is I like to watch surfing. Good luck. You think soccer's hard to find here? Good luck trying to watch surfing here. Doesn't happen. ABC, big shout out to ABC, used to carry it. Wild World of Sports, they used to like put surfing.
Yeah.
Red Bull TV has surfing. Yeah.
Red Bull TV, that's where you want to watch it.
That's right. But anyways, you're not finding soccer, bro. You're going to have to. But you can play it. Indoor soccer, look into it. Like my kid's been doing it. He loves it.
No, actually, so. The first time I heard about the soccer here was from an officer. My neighbors were having a little issue and I was passing by, and me and the officer ended up having a huge discussion. He's like, yeah, you're from Jamaica. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you play soccer? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we play up in Trimbley on the weekends. I'm like, sure thing, I'll stop by, but I haven't yet.
And you work weekends too, but like those soccer matches like are usually Wednesdays and Thursdays. Like they have games during the week, so you can get involved in that. Now, back to Jamaica. what is the predominant music that is played there? I think like the easy thing would be like, okay, like they listen to reggae all the time. Yeah. But is that the fact? Is it reggae? Is it dancehall? Is it soca? Like what? Like you, there is rap influence, obviously. So like, what are we listening to here?
It's a mixture too, mostly dancehall and reggae.
Okay.
But for the majority of the younger generations, it's dancehall that's dominant.
Dancehall. Okay. Yeah. See, I'm old. I know I don't look it, but I'm old. So I grew up in a household where like soca was king. Byron Lee is the man.
That's
Byron Lee,
too.
Byron Lee. But like as I got older and started listening to my own stuff, like I like Shabba Ranks, I like Buju Bantam, like I like Beanie Man. Right? Like
yeah.
The only person that's still, I would say, relevant in my age category, which I can't believe he's the one who's done it out of all of them, is Sean Paul. Like, I don't know how Sean Paul's still dropping hits. He's great. I like Sean Paul. No beef to Sean Paul.
Yeah.
But out of, like, some of, like...
The others.
The others, I was just like, I thought they would have had, like, a longer career, maybe, like Red Rat, or like Mr. Vegas, or like some of these people. I was just like, hey, where, you guys are awesome. What happened to you? So who are the artists now that are, like, big in the dance hall scene?
Like Sean Paul is still on the scene even back home because he has a certain grasp over the ladies.
yeah.
But like right now it's like Cartel, QQ, one of my cousins.
Okay.
Yeah.
QQ? I've never heard of QQ. I'll try to download some
He's
stuff after
all
I leave
for the
here.
Ladies also.
Okay. All right. Hey. Nothing wrong with the ladies.
Yeah, it's that. Buju Banton came back the other day and he's been putting out a few songs also.
Yeah.
Yep, it's Kang, like the newer artists.
They're making hits,
but I'm still kind of stuck in the Cartel era.
That's right, okay. I don't know Cartel, I'll have to look into him as well. Yeah, no, it's...
Cartel is like... almost the definition of dancehall right now.
Okay.
It's Cartel, Alkaline, those are my main favorites right now.
Cool.
Mavado is still big.
Yeah.
Always love his songs.
Now that you're here in Canada on this theme, we have something in Toronto called Carabana.
Yeah.
Down in Rio, they have Carnival. I have to assume, based on the culture, there is a festival or a parade in Jamaica.
We have carnivals.
What's it called? Is there more than one a year? Like.
More than one,
of course, there's more than one.
Jamaica parties.
All the time.
Like, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, say in Kingston, growing up, there would be, like, for every night, there would be a party somewhere close by.
Okay.
Or almost every night.
Yeah.
So, like, for major events, they're like the Dream Weekend in the summer.
Okay.
I think that should have already gone by.
Okay.
There's also, Bacchanal Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
The universities usually have their own carnivals also, which is also usually good.
So the Dream Carnival would be the big one. As a foreigner, if I'm going to go and I'm going to participate.
Dream Weekend. So whole weekend of parties.
Okay. Sweet.
It's a good time.
Well, growing up, like my parents we'd go to Toronto for Carabana. And it was like a week of different events, and especially because my parents are immigrants, they'd have something called Last Lap. And it'd be after the festival where everybody from like their graduating class or Guyana would come together as like after Carnival, right? Carabana. And then even in Edmonton, I sponsored a float a few years ago, but COVID ruined it. It got canceled, but they have something called Carrie West. It's the same thing. It's Carrie West weekend where, you know, when you go down the street, you get in your costumes and carry on back, you know? So anyways, but like we sponsored a float and when I say we, it's me and my business partner, but because his sister makes like the costumes. And so like we were ready to go and got canceled. So maybe next summer we'll get back into that. But yeah, like that's the cool thing about Canada. Like it is very multicultural and they do have those type of events. But my dream eventually one day is to go to one of those Caribbean countries during their festival and see what it's really all about. I think it'll be too much for me, and it'll be overwhelming, but you know, whatever. It'll be a good time.
They're all really similar, because I have friends from Dominican Republic, Trinidad.
Yeah.
They're pretty much the same environment, just a different accent.
That's right.
And for Dominic, a different language.
Yeah, but that's right.
They're pretty much the same across the board.
They're wild.
Beautiful beaches, a lot of parties.
Yeah.
The parties are very similar.
Yeah. Yeah, see, when I've gone with my parents, and so, growing up, when you're around your parents, it's cool, don't get me wrong, but, I've never really had the opportunity to go to the Caribbean by myself and just, even the last time I went, I was in my 30s. I was still with my parents on a family holiday, you know? Mm. So they'd take, hey, you want to come lime with us? And I'm just like, I'll come for the lime, sure. But it's very tame. So one of these days, we're going to go carry on bad.
Or we should just go to Carnival in Brazil or something.
That's right. Maybe we might not come back. One of the ones that, I just remember, one of the things that I love about Caribana was... when you would catch a wine, you'd just be standing up as a guy, and then a girl would come and start dancing with you, and then you'd be like, whoa, wasn't my fault, I caught a wine. And I was like, how is that a legitimate excuse? But hey, it's an excuse that works. Sometimes you catch a wine. Listen, my man, I know that camera's gonna die soon because we're on location. So before I cut you loose, so everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug, so you have the mics, you have the lights, let's hear your shameless shout out or plug. It can be anything.
Shout out to my fam, boss here, Naral, co-workers, pretty much all my friends in FootMac are here.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, shout out to Naral.
There we go, awesome. Well, my man, thank you very much. This is the second time on the show. Please feel free to come back again and again and again. Like you see, it's just a conversation between you and I.
Yeah.
Tanner usually is involved as well. We're just down the street. So anyways, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota. We appreciate your ongoing support. Thank you. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.